Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ballard is here. Jim's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a couple of decades. He's a consulting partner with the Ken Blanchard Company. He's the author of so many books, I Can't See Over the Stack. Author of What's the Rush? I think that's the one we launched with him 20 years ago right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. All of the well-done books. Little Wave, Old Swell, I think that's my favorite. He's our good friend, Jim Ballard. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I'm feeling welcome.
Well, you're always welcome here, Jim. We're glad you're here. You always are a voice of reason, a voice of wisdom, a calming effect. You have a calming effect on us. You help us get centered. You help us find focus in our lives. And we need a lot more of that these days. There's a lot of disharmony in America, isn't there?
Yes, there is, you know, and people carry it around and they don't even know that it's affecting them, but they're out of sorts with somebody or some situation. And it's true, you know, we don't often know that we're carrying the burden until then we see the person or meet the situation again, and it costs us.
Well, and we know, even if we don't, even if we know we're carrying the burden, because sometimes it does rear its head, we don't appreciate the toll that it's taking on us. I think that's as big a deal as anything, don't you?
That's it, yeah. Yeah, it takes our energy away. It takes our attention away. We come back and back and back to it, thinking of it. And the spending all the time and the energy of going over and what caused it and who was wrong and what the other person is mm-hmm. is doing now. It just, we could be using a lot of that for creative efforts in something.
Well, even
so I've got steps.
Even Jim, even if it's not a full on rejection of someone, even a lament, even just lamenting something, like if you're upside down with a person that you hope to reconcile with, just not being squared away with them is a lament, and that takes energy out of you. Even something like that reduces
sure.
your full energy. And I want to let you talk about you've got a 3-step approach to this, or maybe 4-steps approach to this, and it's all about, one of the things is finding a way to not think the other person is wrong just because they disagree with you.
That's right. That's right, and I've heard you say that before. And so these steps that you speak of that I have, they're really not about getting back with the other person. They're not about, you know, reconciling or approaching them or communicating mm-hmm. about how to do that. They're really things that you do with yourself and that can begin to loosen that negative energy and redirect it.
Well, the reason that what you just said is important is because sometimes there is no reconciling, right? The other person maybe they're gone, for goodness sake, or they just refuse, or it's just not possible, or it's not healthy to reconcile. So those are the worst, aren't they? Where you can't where there's no closure. You have to find a way to close within yourself, and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. And I remember being sort of on the outs with somebody a couple of years ago, and something happened that helped me, and that was that with all the thinking I was doing about it, one day I realized that I was mixing up something that I was treating like one thing, something that was actually two things. And what I did was I began to separate and say, how much of this is about them, the other person, and how or which things in this situation are about them and which are about me? Mm-hmm. And I figured it out that one of the things about them was what they had said to me, what they had done, and that wasn't mine. So I couldn't fix that or think about that. But mine was the hurt and the resentment and so on, and I had some power with that. Just separating out that it wasn't a one ball of wax helped a lot. His is his, and mine is mine.
That's a really important.
And that's often
that's very powerful.
The beginning. Yeah. So, what I call step one is to see the situation you're in as an opportunity. You've been seeing it as a problem, as an issue, as something that needs fixing. What if it were an opportunity? Something that didn't just happen by accident, but it was there because it should be there. See, we don't think about that when we don't like something.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think that it should be there. But a lot of stuff in life should be there because we can learn from it. We can change it. We can do something creative with it. So that's step one, is to define the situation as an opportunity. What do you think?
I think that's great, and the reason why I think it's falling on fertile ears, Jim, is because small business owners can't survive if we don't see what's coming in our doors. They come in as opportunities. They also come in as challenges, and we have to see them as something that we can turn around. We can fix the challenge. We can take advantage of the opportunity. We can't be agnostic about what's coming in the doors. We have to be specific and focused and look for the opportunity in it. So I think what you're talking about is something we're used to doing. We just may not be used to doing it with our relationships.
Okay, so opportunity, you might say, for what? And so let's look at some possibilities. First of all, why are we here? Is it just to be born and to grow up and work and raise a family and grow old and die? A lot of people just kind of go through life that way. Is each day just waking up and doing our routines, eating, working, being entertained and sleeping? No. Just for a minute, let's redefine the world. This is not our home. It's school.
Mm-hmm.
What if we did that? We're here to grow. We're here to learn our lessons and get better and graduate.
But in order to do all those things, Jim, I got to go to a break, Jim. But before you, in order to do all those things, you have to get out of your own way, don't you? You have to subordinate your ego. And boy, howdy, is that hard for us to do these days for some reason.
That is true.
Jim Ballard, thanks for hanging out with us. I'll be right back with Jim. We got a little surprise and more to come with our good friend Jim Ballard right after the break. 20 after the hour. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.